July 15th, Luke McAllister. Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men. Today our story is about a young man, Luke McAllister, who has a heart for homeless people. Although Luke faces challenges with speaking, he's taught his family how to communicate and the whole community how to serve. Here's his story.
People cry out for heroes, but we can only hear them if we listen. 19-year-old Luke McAllister had a special routine. Most weekends, he would go with his dad to Trader Joe's to buy groceries for the family. But one day, as he walked toward the door, he noticed something different. Homeless people stood on the street corners asking for either money or food and begging for help. Luke was a young man with autism, mostly nonverbal, and struggled with anxiety and panic attacks. He was able to be more alert and aware of his surroundings. He noticed the homeless, who too often went ignored. Though Luke couldn't speak much, he could hear the homeless people, and seeing their hardship tugged at his heart. "How can we help?" Luke asked. He began to think about what he could do for the homeless. He understood what it was like to struggle and not have a voice, but how could he help them when he was struggling too? Suddenly, the idea hit him. "I can't speak in sentences, but I can listen," he wrote. He would give what the homeless had been asking for, help. So he mobilized his family to create packets full of items the homeless would need. Everything in the packet would have to be able to withstand being in a hot car, not melting or going to waste. The family would take the packets wherever they went. So if a homeless person was nearby, Luke and his family would have packets ready to give. Inside the quart-sized bags were hazelnut spread, granola bars, tissue, a water bottle, notes of encouragement, and Bible verses. Luke said, "Scripture is reminding me I have a lot to give." The Good Samaritan story in the Bible reminds everyone to stop and help. Luke and his family handed out the packets, but it wasn't long before his home church found out what he had been doing. The congregation was so impressed with Luke's heart for the homeless that they decided to join him. Despite having trouble speaking, Luke wanted to write a speech to introduce to his church what all was involved with the ministry. He typed it on his iPad and played the speech through the tablet as his dad stood with him. The church was so excited to get involved, and since it had been Luke's idea to start the ministry in the first place, he was selected to lead it. As the congregation put more packets together, they added such items as two $1 bills and hand sanitizer. Two specific scriptures were added for encouragement as well, Isaiah 41:10 and Psalm 136:26. Within the first year of ministry, 1,000 packets had been distributed in their local California community. Luke's mother said, "Luke has shown us how to start up conversations with anyone, anywhere. He has taught us how to communicate." The ministry continued to grow and spread to other churches in the area. Luke also got his church's youth group to help put the packets together. Luke's ministry didn't just help others, it helped him too. Through providing for the homeless, Luke found a purpose from God. Luke said, "I have been given an incredible support system, and it scares me to think about traveling alone in this world, but that is the reality for so many. If I can ease a scared soul, my trials are not so bad." Proverbs 22:9 says, "The generous will themselves be blessed, for they share their food with the poor." Think about how you can listen more to the people crying out for help. How might you aid them today? People cry out for heroes, but we can only hear them if we listen.
Hello, friends. Today our story is about the youngest man in the 365 Christian Men Library. Stories about Luke McAllister, who at the time of the capturing of this story was still a teenager. And there's several things that I love about this story. One of them that sticks out to me is that God will use anyone whose heart and mind is open to what he's saying. Luke had this ability to be prompted by the Lord and then in turn respond to what the Lord prompted him to do. That really stuck out to me. Another thing that really stuck out to me was his sensitivity to the Lord. So important for us men, those that are watching and listening today, that we be sensitive to the leading of the Lord. Doesn't matter what our age is, God wants to speak, and it's going to require a sensitivity to his voice. Another thing that really stuck out to me is God's confidence in accomplishing his will through us, regardless of our age. You may be on the spectrum where you feel like you're too young, you're not qualified, and God would never use you. This story dispels that myth. You may, on the other end of that spectrum, feel like, I'm just too old and my season is past and God's not going to use me. Either one of those thoughts is not really from the Lord. God will use people when they're open and obedient. God was able to make great impact in not only Luke's heart first because of his yes, but the hearts of those that were recipients of what God put in Luke's heart to do. And so my encouragement and my challenge to you today is don't disqualify yourself from being used by the Lord because you're either too young or too old. And secondly, make sure you're in tune to the whispers of the Holy Spirit. If God puts something in your heart and prompts you to do it, step out and try it, test it. It may not work, you may miss it, it may be spot on, but the encouragement is step out and do it and watch what God will do. God bless you, have a great day.